this BBS radio show being broadcasted out of paradise. That's right. This show is coming to you directly from paradise. Paradise, California. You know, they might be listening in the real paradise. Oh, hey, God listens to everything. You should know that. But at the same time, I'm going to exercise my God-given free will to talk about what I want to talk about. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got a phone, you can call in. That's right. Isn't that amazing? Number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. That's right. If you know who your senator is, all I got to say is you better call him and tell him to get his head on straight when he votes for the bill in Congress, S-19 and S-88, because telecommunication companies have to be stopped with this insane thing, 5G. Tomorrow morning, go out and look at your telephone pole and see all the crap that's probably on it already. And they're going to microwave you as soon as they turn the system on. And for once, even CNN News is giving us important information. Two of the big telecom companies are going to merge on the 21st of June. You know, they need the rubber stamp approval. And, of course, they'll get it because they have the money to get rubber stamp approval. And they're advertising on CNN. As soon as they get their approval, they're going to hire thousands of people to go out there and put the dangerous transmitters right in front of your house on the telephone pole in front of your house. And then they're going to turn on the juice, and you're going to get cancer, and you're going to get sick, and some of you are going to die. Is this insanity? It sure is. Well, anyhow, I hear the thing has to be stopped in Congress, so you better contact your senators. If you never thought of doing it before, there's no better time than right now, because these are the jokers that are going to have the final say of whether the telecommunication companies can microwave you and your whole family to death while you sleep or not. And meanwhile, you better think of everybody who has children, you better think about taking them out of school, because even the 4G systems are microwaving your children. Seriously, you don't see it happening, but the science has been done, and there's teams of hundreds of scientists that are backing this information up, that this stuff is really deadly to human beings. You know, you got children, well, guess what? Their DNA is being destroyed. Their life force plasm is being destroyed. Yeah, that's right, the sperm and all the other stuff. And they're not going to be able to have kids if they can live that long to have kids, because they might not make it past the next school year if this thing is turned on full blast in the schools. But they're suffering already, even with the 4G. Look into it. Get yourself a meter. Go to your school and check them out. And don't take no for an answer, because your children are being sacrificed on the altar and by these Satanists and other creeps that are running the world still. You know? Hey, serious stuff. You need to think about it. Meanwhile, the good news is the good ETs are here. They're all in our solar system around the Earth. Some of them are on the Earth already. And they're getting ready to move the Earth into the new reality. There's going to be a new Earth. That's right. The fifth dimension. As there, it's been talked about, which means everything will vibrate faster, and it's a process of building up the energy to move into that realm. The Earth is moving in there, whether you, the people, are or not. So it would make sense. You don't want to be stuck in 3D. Look what we got here in 3D. Nothing but problems. Because you know what the problem with 3D is? Evil can so easily walk into your neighborhood and take over, just like they've done on our world. And when you get to fifth dimension, which is the faster vibrating realm, you're kind of like out of reach. And life will be good. It'll be loving. And the whole universe is actually waiting, or the galaxy, rather, is waiting for us to move out of this slavery situation that we are stuck in. And there's a lot of good people. I tell everybody, follow this guy, Cobra Info One, on Twitter. He is revealing all important information, a lot of historical information about the ET races of the past who have visited the Earth and helped establish civilizations. That's all important and interesting history. But the real good news is everybody who's here is a star seed or a helper or one of the 144,000. They're all talking about the pulse of energy. The pulse of light energy has already left its origin at the galactic central sun, and it's headed towards Earth. And when it gets here, I believe that's the key thing that's going to activate the what's called the event. And that'll be the start of everything really happening. You know, we're wondering, we've been hearing about all this stuff for so long, we're like, when is it going to happen? Come on, we're drooling practically. When is it going to happen? Because we all want to go move beyond this evil crap, the war, the killing, and all the other BS. But that's what the good news is. The pulse of light that's going to initiate the event, that's going to start the whole thing moving in fast gear. You know, the ETs are going to show up. There's going to be full disclosure. Finally, and forget about the stupid world governments, they'll never do that, but the ETs are going to do it on, they don't need to ask approval of the governments, they're just going to do it. Full disclosure of what the real truth about everything is and who's been hiding out on our planet, who's hiding under the Earth in our planet, who's hiding in our solar system. All the bad guys are going to be exposed, rounded up, and taken away. I hear some of them will be given a second chance. I'm not too happy about hearing that, because some of these rotten, no good so-and-sos, I think they should be just sent to the central sun, and their energy is remanufactured or something like that. We don't need to worry about it, because others will be taking care of that, but we'll finally be free from the tyranny on Earth. You know, idiots like Soros, the Rothschilds, yes, we have to mention your family. And the banking system is going to be changed, and that's good news, too. Everybody's debt is going to be eliminated, and we're going to go to a sensible banking system. I hear there's going to be no more lawyers or judges. Woo! Now that sounds like a real world there. No more of these shyster lawyers and phony judges who couldn't judge a good cartoon, let alone make a judgment on somebody's life. Supreme Court, I mean, this is just my personal opinion, but I'll stand on one side of the room and they can stand on the other. I'll ask them a few key questions, and when the 5 minutes, we'll all see them standing there with egg on their face, because they won't even be able to answer my questions. And these people are in charge of the Supreme Court. They've got no common sense. Just look at their rulings. You know, if there's one or two intelligent people on the whole court, that's a lot. The rest of them are a bunch of know-nothings living in a make-believe bubble. I can't wait till that phony court gets eliminated. And I believe it will with the new reality, because new reality is going to be based on love and understanding and sharing and caring. And none of this BS we have to go through nowadays. So I can't wait. And the way they're talking, it might happen by the end of the year. Who knows? Warning to people, though, the ATs are planning on closing the banks for about 1 to 2 weeks. So we all need to have a little cash on hand for when this event happens. Then the banks will reopen. Everybody will get to keep what they had, except for the evil cabal and the other world controllers that have been stealing our money, overtaxing us, et cetera, et cetera. So there's good news in the pipeline, but we have to wait till it gets here. And be prepared for that 2 weeks closing of the banks. And hopefully they'll get here before we get cooked with the 5G. Like I said, this stuff is all up and ready to go. All they have to do is put up the little 6x8 rectangles that'll be the broadcasters on the telephone pole in front of your house. Again, when you wake up tomorrow, go out and look at your telephone pole. A lot of too many weird things hanging on it, too many wires between one pole and the next. That means they got it all set up, ready to go. And June 21st is kind of like within a couple of weeks after that, if these companies hire thousands of people, they'll be broadcasting the system within a couple of weeks after June 21st. That's not that far away. So, like I said, the key to this is contacting the senators and get these people to do something, at least one decent thing in their life to save us. Let them know that they're going to get microwaved too, those idiots. You know, the bribe money will not help them that they must be getting, and we know they all take bribe money. Show me one that doesn't. I'm waiting. And so anyhow, that's the deal. We're going to get to see the ETs. They're going to come down, show themselves to us. They're going to give us free technology, free energy machines too, I hear. What other good news? I hear they're going to give us replicator machines, just like they have in Star Trek series, where you just, I don't know, talk to the machine. The machine makes up what you need. I mean, does that sound like I can't wait for that one? Yeah. And with free energy, there'll be no more energy bills to pay. We'll have vehicles. Maybe we'll learn how to fly. Who knows? But it's coming. It's coming. And it's something to look forward to. And then we'll meet our new friends of the Galactic Confederation. Arcturians from the star, I guess, Arcturus. Sirians from the Sirius star system, also known as Canis Major or the Dog Star, for those who are hip to that kind of lingo. And the Pleiadians, yes. I always like to remind people there's a great Pleiadian movie that was made in, I think, 1996. Yeah. Willie Nelson stars in it, the famous Willie Nelson. And in that movie, they have good and bad Pleiadians. There might be some bad Pleiadians out there. Who knows? Well, the good ones are here to help us. And on Twitter, I actually found a picture of being displayed, the comments saying that this is what an Arcturian woman looks like. And she appeared to have a light blue skin color, but basically same shape and everything. Could walk down the street and pass for a human easily. So I hear the Pleiadians look pretty much like us, too. So it's going to be a new, exciting time as soon as we get past these bad times where our lives are still in danger because the morons are running the world still, the evil creatures from other worlds. Not of this earth creatures, the note creatures, the evil note creatures. They're not playing musical instruments. They're playing with our lives and using us as slave labor, whatever. They're the ones who have given us the plans designed to fail. I have that in my book. I have to talk about it. Hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. I've got the book out there, Connect the Dots Theory. Explains most of these things as to why the things are going on that are going on in our world today. And it makes some classic statements called, such as, plans designed to fail. I coined that phrase and put it in the book because it explains all the stupid things that governments are participating in. They've been bribed to follow plans designed to fail. Fail for us, the humans. Good plans for the world controllers, but plans for the human race to fail. Plans designed to fail. Four words couldn't explain the situations better. Words, but I mean, some obvious ones right now. Look at the migrant fiasco in Europe, you know, promoted by the EU, European Union, designed to ruin every country that ever existed in Europe, all of them. That's what the plan's all about. Throw the incompatible migrants in civilized nations, the ones who are just don't want to get along, don't try to get along, and are violent. Well, that's enough chaos there to ruin anything, and that's what's going on in Europe. And sure, they want to do it here in the U.S., but it's not going to happen here because we're not going to stand for it. But they're trying their best to get away with that kind of nonsense. I also come up with another term. You know, I'm coining these phrases in my book. Nobody ever used phrases like this because they're good phrases to help explain things. I coined the phrase the overseers of mankind. Don't be offended, women. You know, when we say mankind, we mean humanity. Don't make an issue out of nothing, I say. So, yeah, there are overseers, and some of the overseers are showing up. Now, I call them the good guys, the Galactic Confederation, or the Galactic Federation of Light. You know, there's a couple of terms they're using. I'm not sure which is the exact correct one. I call them the good guys for short. Well, they're on their way here. They're here. They've got their ships all over the place. And there's some of these representatives of the Galactic Federation. They're giving us a lot of important information. And, yeah, I'm aware, too, that Corey Good was appointed representative of the human race. But if you're on Twitter, there's a lot of Pleiadians, Syrians, that are revealing important information about what's transpiring, what to look forward for, and they're basically laying out the truth and the blueprint for what's going to happen. It's going to happen. They were using the phrase victory of the light. Well, I can go along with that, which brings me, when I say light, that brings me to another amazing thing I put in my book. I have to promote my book because the stupid company that published it, they're worthless. I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want to embarrass them, but anyhow, when we talk about light, in my book, I talk about the sparkling points of light that hover in the air on Earth here. You can go see this if you're out in nature at night when it's dark and there's some kind of event going on. It's connected to some of the extraterrestrial races that come to our planet and interact with humans. But you can actually see them. I've got a picture or two of these sparkling points of light. And then when this happens, a fake sky is projected.
Yeah.
With points of light coming out of invisible rips in a fake sky. You'll have the star patterns will all of a sudden be like the starlight from the stars in the heavens are projected onto a fishbowl type curvature that covers the area that you're in when you're seeing this phenomena happening. And I go expand on that and point out that the air we walk through, these are monumental discoveries I made. And that's why I claim I have a great book. It's called Connect the Dots Theory, but it's more than just one theory. And it's a show and tell of new scientific findings that should be studied. Of course, we know that orthodox scientists, they don't really want to do anything new. You know, there doesn't seem to be an interest in something new. They want to pursue down old paths and get approval from their colleagues more than anything. Like they're wasting their time with the listening for sounds from space, wasting taxpayers' money, listening for radio signals in space. Come on. Highly evolved civilizations are not using radio signals. They're going to be using light communications, and they're going to be sending communications in other dimensional zones at other fast frequencies. This whole thing with the SETI program, what a waste of taxpayers' money. And they're out there looking, looking for creatures that have already found us and have known we were here throughout the history of mankind. And it's nice to hear all the information being revealed on Twitter now by these people. Hey, you can follow me on Twitter, too. I've always got something important to say. I'm a very opinionated person. If you listen to this show, you must know. Hey, if you want to call in, numbers, this is call-in show. Number here at the Connect the Dots radio show is 888-627-6008. Call in and share some important info that you feel is important. I feel sparkling points of light are important. That's why I put it in my book. I talk about the flying crescent. It's an acknowledgement of something you thought, and it just flies across the sky in a kind of a crescent curve. Except it's a five-pointed star flying across the sky in a crescent curve. It's all in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. These are phenomenal things happening right here on Earth. And there's at these when you find an area where this is happening, you're also going to find spacecraft in the sky. Not UFOs, but what I call UHOs. UHOs. Unidentified hovering objects. And they, no doubt, are the ones that are putting on the Sparkling Point light show. They're setting up the opening of the portals. They're interacting with the people there. And this is reality on Earth. But nobody's talking about it except me. And nobody has done any documentation of this except me. And it's all and only in the book, Connect the Dots Theory. A multifarious theory. Look that word up in the dictionary. It simply means there's more than one theory within Connect the Dots Theory. And there's plenty of explanations, plenty of pictures. And I've got a picture of spacecraft that nobody has ever captured, and it's on 35-millimeter film. So I have the negatives to prove it's real, has not been altered. I don't mess around with Photoshop or anything like that because I'm all about the truth, you know? And that's what I have in this book. It's packed with truth. Connect the Dots Theory. You can get it on, I think, iTunes for $7.99 now or something. You just type it in on your computer, Connect the Dots Theory, and you'll see who, all the people that are selling the book. You know, you can download it to a tablet, or you can buy the actual physical book in Barnes & Noble, and other people will ship it to you too, Amazon. So, I mean, it's a collector's item. I claim it's the greatest book ever written to explain more things than anything. And I know if people is probably out there read the Bible and say, no, the Bible's the greatest. Well, let me tell you something. I've studied the Bible. I have a minister's degree. I know everything that's in the Bible, and not enough is explained. In my book, I explain everything. That's it. I explain things, and I have pictures to back up my conclusions. And that's one of the big problems with the Bible. You know, there's a lot of information there, 1,001 different interpretations of much of the information. Some of it we all agree on, it's obvious. But then we have the parts we don't agree on, and it's really not explained, which I don't particularly like. I like things to be explained, you know? Now, there is new information out that explains the things. New books have been written that explains the what everything in the Bible. And I'll just mention one of the keys of Enoch. But that's, you have to have a scientific mind to grasp that, and it explains how things are done and explains who are the superior beings in charge of things. It explains things like the 20 and 24, who was on that council and stuff like that. Again, Bible doesn't explain who's on the 20 and 24. It talks about someone standing in front of the throne of the 20 and 24. It doesn't explain who's there, but the new information explains. It also explains a lot of other things, how beings can be materialized, like beam me up, Scotty. Well, technology exists. Of course, our secret governments on Earth have these technologies already. They're using them, teleportation, time travel. These things do exist. Listen, I've talked with somebody who was on the Montauk time travel project. I learned a lot from that. It was kind of like the beginning of my knowledge of all these kind of things. And so I know they exist. And there's plenty of people verifying it, and plenty of people quitting secret projects and coming forth and saying that this technology was given to Earth governments for all kinds of trade-offs, bad trade-offs for the human race. All the abductions of humans on planet Earth, they shouldn't have been happening. But the military people who've met with the ETs made pacts to sell us out, the human race, so they could get some high-tech weapons, and they have the weapons now. And they're planning on using the high-tech weapons to depopulate the Earth, yes. This is a reality. The first big warning came, I mean, we've heard about this in science fiction movies for the last 75 years, but in 1980, there was the Georgia Stones, where the world cabal got together along with the Freemasons, who are not really free, and put forth their proclamation. Their like on big stone blocks, like, oh, well, this is our Ten Commandments. Then it talks about bringing the world population down to 500 million, which means you got to get rid of 95% of the people. So that was like the initial public warning. That was, what, 37 years ago, 38 years ago? So, well, it's ready to happen now. It's just a question, who's going to bring the finality to all of this good versus bad the fastest. The good guys are on the way, dear. The cavalry's here. They're on their way. Light, powerful light forces are coming. But the bad guys have all the bad weapons lined up to really annihilate as much of us as they can. And so it's a very... We're in a very unusual spot right now, and the best thing we can do, as I always tell people, is make your own justice. In fact, I wrote a song about it. You know, again, I have to promote my own stuff because I wasn't born with the silver spoon. I had no became acquainted with people who had positions of authority or power, so I've been walking the long, hard, lonely road of the, we could call it working class hero, maybe, but I've had plenty of fun, I'll say that. I have been a very enjoyable life, but you need a certain amount of money and connections to get things out there, like your music products and stuff like that. The best thing I have is two albums at CD Baby Music Store. Easy way to get there. And you want to get there because I've written some great classic songs, you know. I just didn't have the backing of the major record companies. I had a meeting with Atlantic Records a long time ago. And boy, there's no other word for it. The people I met with Atlantic Records, this one guy, he was such an asshole. There's no other word for it. It just made me sick to the point of, like, I don't even want to be part of this anymore. But over the course of time, I've written many more songs, recorded many more records, and I've got two damn good albums out there now. CD Baby Music, they're simple to find. Go to my profile on BBS Radio. Go down on my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Click on the name of the show, and then that takes you right down to the CD Baby link. You click on that, and there's my two albums. Couldn't be any easier. Plus, I should do commercials for CD Baby Store, CD Baby Music Store, because they've got a good system there where... every one of your songs, there's a 29-second listen to every one of your songs to entice people to buy it. Plus, you can buy just single songs. You don't have to buy the albums, you know? You're on a low budget. You're only willing to spend 99 cents. Well, you'll find at least one of my songs you'll like for 99 cents. Be nice if you bought the album. So anyhow, that's there. I've got my products out there. I have plenty of other products that I don't have people to market them for me. I mean, I have a whole line of clothing. I've been holding on for years, but if I don't have the backing and the connections to put it out there, I guess I'll never put it out there. If you know the First Lady, President Trump's beautiful wife, I hear she's into fashion. Tell her to get in touch with me, because I've... put together what I call great male fashion. I mean, truthfully, when it comes to fashion, men are at a disadvantage. Just go look in the stores. There's like 1,000 things for a woman to wear, and there's like 5 things for a man to wear. I mean, that's about how it is realistically. And too much of men's clothes is one size fits all crap, which is no good for people that have well-shaped bodies like myself. That's how I got into fashion. That's how I became qualified to consider myself a fashion designer, because I know how to tailor my own clothes to fit perfectly. And after doing that long enough, I thought, well, you know, I'll just invent my own styles, and I've gotten a lot of approval and whatnot. On the unique clothes I've made for myself. And I've got not one, but several fashion lines for men. All I need is the backing, you know, and that's the trick in this world, crazy cabal rule world. If you don't have the connections, you're not going to go anywhere. It's that rough, you know? But anyhow, CD Baby Music Store, that's the beauty of CD Baby Music Store, that you can listen to 29 seconds of every song that someone has out there on their site, and you can get away with just buying one song for 99 cents. You can't beat that. Not at 2018 prices. So, plus, you know, I always begin to end my song with music. I think it started with a different song this time, but there should be two songs on the way out when we close the show. And people tell me my music's good. I got a song, an album out called Songs Better Than Dylan, and when I first started writing songs, people would say, man, you write songs just like Dylan. Well, I do, except I write better ones, plus I sing better than he does. Oh, well, of course, he's got more money than me, so I guess I lose that argument, whatever. And he's got the contracts, and he's got the nameplate and all that other stuff. Whoop-dee-doo, but I can tell you this. If you're listening, Bob Dylan, I've had 1,000 times more fun in my life than you ever could have had. How do I know that? Well, I'll let you think about that. So, anyway... I got to say, let me read you something out of my book. Connected Dots Theory says that the conscious mind of virtually every person interprets the receiving of subliminal suggestions by their subconscious mind as their own thoughts. And subliminal suggestions, that includes telepathy. So the conscious mind of virtually every common person interprets the receiving of subliminal suggestions by their subconscious mind as their own thoughts. And that this lack of comprehension in itself opens the door to a multitude of intentional abuses by those not of our earth who seek to manipulate us. And that's how easy people are manipulated. And of course now they even have the high-tech machines that can put the voices in your head. Mind control is a serious problem. That's probably one of the reasons why all the governments continue to make all the wrong decisions. Because their minds are being controlled, whether they know it or not. And, of course, bribery with money, that's a form of mind control, but we have the sophisticated high-technology mind control now with the AI machines, and we also have devious ETs that do good telepathic communication, and they put ideas in key people's heads. It's been all the science fiction movies from the 1950s on. The ETs come here. They want to take over our world. They gain the mind control of the key people, like government, police, military, and sometimes schools. But those are the bases. All they have to do, and it's been played out in many movies, is gain control of the minds of those key people. And then they gain control of society, and that's essentially what we've got here. You know, all the world rulers, it's in my book, Why Things Are the Way They Are, all the world ruling families, the rich ones, they're all in partners with the bad ETs. Some of them have the bloodlines of the bad ETs, especially the 12th planet. They're not good guys, sometimes called planet Nibiru. Well, I call it the 12th planet because it doesn't even deserve a name, because these are the rotten creatures that destroyed the whole human race for the last 300,000 years. worse than the devil. And that's my take on it, and I'm not going to back down for it. And I draw the correlations. I have pages of similarities between the false gods of antiquity and all the bad habits that we still practice in the human race, with certain segments of the human race. So it's undeniable. Everything bad about the human race, we can blame it on the 12th planet. Blame a little on, demonic spirit beings, but no, the 12th planet, they are the super bad guys. And that's just too bad. They don't like it, too bad, because that's my take on it. And, of course, there's other bad ET races, too. But, like I said, the good news is the good guys are coming here to get rid of all this trash that's been keeping the human race enslaved and isolated from the rest of the universe. Full disclosure is coming. We're going to meet and greet our brothers and sisters from the stars. They're going to share their technologies with us. They're going to share their love with us. And eventually, the Earth will become one big, happy family. And then the human race will find out all the possibilities that exist. I mean, actually, the information is here on the Earth already. I found it out, started finding it out 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and I pretty much know just about everything that's done, goes on in the rest of the universe, and I know where the evolution is all headed. It's all headed back to the source from where it came. And it's a long, long trip, but you have eternity to get there, so there's no rush. The physical life on Earth, this is one of the short, brief venues that we've all volunteered to come here and participate in. And it's not to worry when your physical body dies. It wasn't designed to last long. But your soul lives on. Of course, you know, you can make some wrong choices in life, and you can actually be totally annihilated. You know, like Twitter tries to do with people, and Facebook, you know, they ban you, and then they take out all the tweets you ever made as if you never existed. Well, that can happen to bad creatures. There is a such thing as total unknown. How do I know about that? No one else is going to tell you about that because I'm an educated person. Actually, that information is right here on Earth. You got to know where to look for it. And then you got to take the time to read about it. And then you got to do your own questioning, investigation. Well, what's the source? How did it get here? How do we know it's not tainted? And you have to make those judgments. I do that all the time. It's no big deal. You can figure things out if you know how to think. And by the way, just in case, I'll give the number out one more time in case anybody wants to call in, because this is a call-in radio show. Hey, if you don't call in, you're the one losing out. Believe me, I can talk through this whole show, and I still won't get to talk about everything I want to talk about because I've got that much to talk about. That's why I came to be one of the most intelligent creatures walking the face of the earth now, as far as humans go. Sure, there's plenty of humans that know specific things better than I do, but as a general, know a little bit about everything. Nobody's even close, believe me. That's why when I talk about people like Supreme Court justices, these people are idiots, and I could prove it to them in less than 5 minutes. I'll ask them some key questions, and we'll see they don't know anything. That's how much intelligence I think they have. There's people working regular jobs that have more, you know. People sweeping a broom that have more intelligence than these people on the Supreme Court. I just have to say it, tell it like it is. So, and believe me, I'm going to do my best to change things like that. Schools, education systems, boy, that needs to be changed badly. I'm kind of a teacher, in a sense. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, is a teaching text. It's there to educate people who want to learn why things are the way they are, people who want to learn about the other dimensions of reality, people that want to learn about the spiritual aspects of total reality, people that want to learn about frequency and geometry being the key connective denominators of everything. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. And in my book, I make the claim that before there was, the scientists have always told us it's all based around mathematics. And I've got a different opinion on that one. It's all based around geometry. Later, numbers were invented to quantify geometry and explain it. But geometry existed before numbers. And that's the basis of all the connecting elements. Everything is vibrating, so vibrations, frequencies, are one of the key denominators. And then you combine that with geometry and the laws of energy in relation to geometry of projecting and receiving frequencies, you'll come to the same conclusion I have, that geometry and frequency are the basic common denominators of everything. And prove me wrong. And I'll say, wow, you proved me wrong. But I'm boldly out there making the claim that's where my discovery path took me to. And we're talking back to the prime source of all there is. That's where it started. One went to two, went to three. And when you got to three, that was the beginning of geometry. Isn't that clever wording? But you want to see clever stuff, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It'll make you a smarter person. I don't care how smart you are. In fact, I know there's ETs out there from higher evolved races that could actually learn something by reading this book. That's how much knowledge I packed into it. And plus, it's got all the pictures, and hey, a picture says 1,000 words. I might only have 100 pages of text, no filler, all educational info and correlations and conclusions. But then I've got, you know, over 100 photographs. And if each one picture says 1,000 words, well, there's plenty more pages of text by what you see in the pics. And just in case you didn't remember, I have to remind people now, it's not totally finished, but I've got my 2020 website up now. It's got to get fine-tuned a little, but you can see what I'm bringing to the table for my 2020 U.S. presidential campaign to be the next president of the United States. And in case you don't know, I ran in 2012, 2016. If you go, you can check that out easily. Go on to Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. My hashtag is at Tom Edison, that's my real name, TomEdison, Prez, Prez. That's it, at Tom Edison Prez on Twitter. Follow me. And below my twit icon, as I call it, you'll see my 2016 presidential website. You can learn a lot from going to that, too. Plus, that's hooked up to the videos, my five short videos, which you will find knowledgeable, informative, a little entertaining, and at the same time bring you more to the table, what I talk about in five short videos than all the presidential candidates in the last 10 elections ever talked about doing. That's right, I'm bringing a lot to the table. Well, anyhow, check out my new 2020 presidential website. You know, go on your computer. You can pick it up on your phone, too, because I've slimmed it down so it fits onto it. You can view it on a phone. Is that cool? So it's 2020 President Tom Edison. That's it. T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N. Kind of like the inventor. So, again, my presidential website, 2020 President Tom Edison. .com, of course. And you'll see all the things I'm bringing to the table, and I'm claiming that I've got the solutions to all the problems. That's why I want the authority of the presidency, so I have access to the problems. As just a radio show host here, I don't have access to anything except listeners, but that doesn't give me access to the Congress and the important world players that I'll need to have access to solve the problems. I've got the formula to solve any racial problem. That's right. Call my bluff on it, because it won't be a bluff. I'll do it. You know, you got one of those towns where you're having trouble with the ethnic minority not getting along with the police. Well, you call me in and pay me for my time, and I'll show you how to solve your problem. These problems are easy to solve. Trouble is, everybody in government is a bunch of idiots. That's right. Well, that's why I'm looking. I'm not a politician. That's why I'm running for president as a true independent. You know, these people like libertarians. I like libertarians, too. They claim to be an independent party. Well, if you really read the Constitution and the definition of what determines an independent presidential candidate, you can't have a political party and be an independent presidential candidate. That's why I claim I'm the only independent person running out there for president of the United States, because I don't want any participation in any political party. Yeah, I can work with them. In fact, I have, in the first week as president, I'll have the Democrats and Republicans working together. Well, you go visit my site and you'll see what I have in mind for the Congress, and I'll put them to work, whether they like it or not. And then we'll finally get some work done. Because, you know, that's what I am. I'm a real person. Get the job done and get it done fast. No BSing around. And that's why I am the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. If you're going out and vote in the next election and you vote for a Democrat or Republican, I don't care if you like Trump or don't like Trump. If you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you are out of your mind. And then you are also part of the problem, which makes you a traitor. How about that one? I'm not afraid to speak my mind, and I'm going to tell it like it is. The Democrats and Republicans, they're basically traitors to the American people. And if you go vote for traitors, what do you expect is going to happen? It's going to be the same old malarkey as always. It's going to be the same deadlock Congress. It's going to take an independent, non-political president to get the Congress to work. Otherwise, it's going to be the same old stupid ball game, like the overplayed game of tic-tac-toe where nobody can win. Well, let me tell you something. I don't take no for an answer, and I don't allow people to goof off when I take command of a situation. And I demand results when I'm in command of a situation. I have plenty of experience of commanding situations in life. More than qualified. I could walk into the presidency tomorrow. I don't have to be briefed. I'll just start giving orders. That's what a bold president is. That's what a real leader does. I don't need preparation for this. And that's what makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Check out my website and you'll see. I'm no nonsense, and I'm bringing all the goods to the table to solve all the problems. I'll give it to you the one last time before we close the show. It's 2020 President Tom Edison. Look it up. Check it out. And you can check the whole thing out on your cell phone, because I've made this thing applicable to fit on a cell phone. And that is the deal. So we're coming to the end of the show, and Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown and then play the songs at the end, and listen to some great music as this show ends. It's all original, all written by me, performed by me. I'm telling you, I've got a few talents. Okay, tell your friends to tune in next week. Same time, same bat channel, BBS channel. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.